How's it going, everybody? It's Warren. Welcome back to my channel, The Cosmic Wonder, where we talk about all things Marvel and everything relating to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yesterday, I talked about a possible delay in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, with it possibly coming in January or February in 2021. But now, unfortunately, it looks like there could be a delay in the entire Phase 4 slate in general. We have a report from a very credible source that says Marvel Studios is looking at pushing back Black Widow from its November release date. And unfortunately, since it is coming from such a reputable source, this does seem likely at this point, which means the entire Phase 4 slate will have to move back as well, as Black Widow is going to be the first movie to be released. So I'll break down this new report in this video, but first, if you're new, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the latest MCU news, and so you can enter this week's giveaway for a chance to win a Hulk Funko Pop. Just subscribe, like the video, and comment down below. So this report is coming from Deadline, again, a very reputable news outlet. This news actually comes in the form of a report from Deadline about Wonder Woman 1984 moving from its October release date. In their report, they said that Wonder Woman 1984's release date is moving, and it could be moving somewhere in November of this year. And then they specifically go on to say, "There is a possibility we could see Wonder Woman 1984 going somewhere in November." Yes, November. There are whispers, and Disney would not confirm today, that its Marvel movie Black Widow could move from its November 6th release date. So Deadline basically just said they heard that Marvel Studios is going to move Black Widow, but they reached out to Disney and asked them, and they didn't get a response. But Deadline has reported that they've heard whispers that it is going to move. And most of the time, as many people can assume, when somebody reaches out to a studio that has a very credible relationship with them, looking for a response, and they don't give one, that usually means that whatever they're looking for is actually true. So that does kind of point to Marvel Studios' decision to actually move Black Widow from its November release date. Now, obviously, this is unfortunate, and the fact that it's moving back even more means that the possibility for it to go straight to video on demand gets even bigger now, especially if you compare the performance of Mulan to Tenet. Disney released Mulan on their new video on demand service, Premier Access Disney Plus, over the weekend, and Tenet also premiered over the weekend as well, bringing in $20 million. But Mulan brought in at least $33 million with 1.1 million households watching. So even though Tenet was supposed to be, and probably still will be, one of the biggest movies of all time, due to the fact that people still aren't returning to the theaters even though they are open in a lot of places now, Mulan still outperformed it on Disney's Premier Access. And Disney CEO did say they were going to watch how Mulan did. This was basically a test dummy. And he basically said that if Mulan performs well, they will consider putting other movies on VOD, video on demand, on their Disney Plus Premier Access. So the fact that Tenet, which was supposed to be an insanely huge movie, didn't bring enough people back to the movie theaters, because it did bring people back, but not enough, because Mulan, a movie that you could buy at your home and watch at your home, beat it. So this, combined with Deadline reporting that they've heard whisperings that Marvel is going to move Black Widow back again, does seem to be pushing Black Widow more and more towards a Disney Plus Premier Access release. And we should know something pretty soon. There's been a ton of reports today about Wonder Woman 1984 possibly getting that November release date. So if this gets confirmed soon, Marvel Studios should be making a move soon. But as always, leave your thoughts about this in the comments down below. I know a lot of people want the theater release. I know a lot of people would like a Disney Plus release. But let me know what you think in the comments down below. Don't forget to like this video and subscribe so you can stay up to date on all the latest MCU news. As always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.